Hello there, welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE Episode 8. It's our Mae Young Classic Round 1 review and also a little bit of a debate about women's wrestling and women's wrestling characters. I'm Tom Maguire. Hello there. Good evening, afternoon, morning, however you're listening to this. It's a podcast, it's how it works. I'm joined alongside resident wrestling expert, again in air quotes, Richard Shaw Wright.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Are you okay?
Well, it doesn't feel like we've been away for too long, do we? Because we're only here at the end of last week, so...
Well, you know, if you're an avid listener of wrestling talk, you're welcome.
It'd be like a bonus. Like, well, all these podcasts, one after the other. Forget we weren't here for a week, but, well, yeah, it's all...
Fair point.
It's and all also, very exciting. It's all good. It's good.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's not like, you know, we're the only wrestling podcast out there.
No, apparently there's quite a few I've seen, so what can you do?
Okay, Mae Young Classic, Richard. First four episodes have been streamed on the WWE Network 999.
And I think by the time people hear this,
probably the next
ones will be released, won't they? So.
True. Overall, what have you thought of it?
Enjoyable. Good action. Some interesting matches.
Yeah.
Some good wrestling. Interesting. It's just different, isn't it? Because you get to... The problem with WWE... is we see all the same people all the time. And these are all people, by and large, to the WWE audience, we haven't seen before, doing new things. So I enjoyed it.
So what did you think of the fact that this was not actually made up of talent already in the roster?
I think it was like the Cruiserweight Classic last year. I think it gives an opportunity to different people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of these, or some of these, will get signed, if they haven't been signed already. Have you found the spoilers?
I literally have just gone to the bracket, and foolishly. I'm literally just, for now, I'm zooming right in, so I literally can only see the first round. Carry on. My apologies.
This is the problem with having a tournament that's all recorded and everyone knows all the results, but that's...
But I don't, I don't know. I've tried my best to avoid spoilers.
Yeah, well, you know. They're out there. People will know. I think actually the rest of the tournament, bar the final, is out today. So
very good.
We're recording this on the 4th of September, so you will know who's in the final if you've watched it all by then. But no, I enjoyed it, and it was good. And who would you have put in then from the main roster or from the roster? Do you think we should have had some of the NXT females in there?
I don't know. I look at Ruby Rose, and I think that could have been a good opportunity for
Ruby
her.
Riot,
sorry, my apologies. Yeah. For instance, as well, that girl from Destiny. Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
I think that could have been a good...
Sanity.
Yeah. What did I say?
Destiny. It's going well, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Destiny.
No,
I don't know where Destiny came from. Yeah, you know why I'm thinking of Destiny? Yeah. Destiny 2 comes out soon.
You're right. They could have replaced some of these with the kind of not necessarily featured NXT women. Because there's plenty of women who are around NXT, isn't there? And aren't there, rather? But who are not Asuka and... Ember Moon.
Yeah.
But generally, I enjoyed it. Some matches were a bit meh, but...
Well, for you, what was the match of the round that you've seen?
I really enjoyed Jazzy Gabbert versus Abby Leith. That was great.
I was going to say that.
Leith. It's a very, very annoying. I tell you what, actually, the match I really, really enjoyed.
Go on.
Sarah Logan and Mia Yim.
Oh,
I enjoyed
really?
I like Sarah Logan. I like her style.
I thought Yim was good at to say she was in defeat. There were some matches where I thought that, and there were others where I went, not so much. But for me, Jazzy looked fantastic.
Yep. But she's different
in defeat.
She?
That's what I thought. And also, it was almost a bit MMA with the punch style, I thought. That was, for me, was one of the matches of the round.
What did you make of Shayna Baszler, a proper MMA person?
Not bad. I don't know, maybe I was a bit distracted by the fact that Ronda Rousey's there, so I'm thinking clearly they're going to push her. You know what I mean?
I think she's obviously a fighter learning to become a wrestler.
Yeah.
And she might be very good in the future.
Okay, so, like, for instance...
I thought Zayda was good in that fight. I thought she was good.
Who, sorry?
Zayda in the final best.
So, Jazzy Gabbert versus Abby Leith. I don't know, I'm sorry. That was pretty good. Rachel Evans versus Marty Bell. Meh. Princess,
but the great thing about Rachel Evans is they bang on about who her dad is, and then they give her a different surname.
Yeah.
And it's like when Curtis Axel was Joe McGillicuddy, which was a dreadful name. And it's like, he's the son of Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig. We'll just call him Joe Hennig then.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
So you've got that Princess Sugit and Kaylee Ray.
Suhei.
I'm sorry, I've said that completely wrong as well, haven't I? But I thought Kaylee Ray was fantastic in that.
Yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce the name either.
Yeah.
I kept forgetting.
She seemed very... Apparently, she's quite old. I was seeing a lot of comments.
They said she started wrestling when she was 16, and she's a 20-year veteran. So that makes her in her mid-30s, but I guess that's old.
Sorry, I was having a bit of water. Yeah, but Kaylee Ray, I think she's her style's fantastic.
Yeah.
I liked that hard hitting. Obviously, Jay Lee versus Mercedes Martinez.
Yeah,
okay.
That was interesting, wasn't it? Because obviously, it was the Chinese wrestler's first match that we've seen.
Yeah.
But who knows? She could be like the next SmackDown Women's Champion as they try and crack China after India.
Never know. True. Renee Michelle, Candice LeRae, very good. Sarah Logan, Mia Yim.
See, I enjoyed
that. You really enjoyed that one, but I thought Mia Yim, perhaps, I don't know. I enjoyed it, I'll say that much. Zayda versus Shayna Baszler, as we know, we just talked about that one. For me, and I think she's the clear star, Kerry Sane, and that elbow drop.
Yes.
It's insane. It's beautiful.
It's a shame that Tessa Blanchard had to go out in that match. Yeah. It's not like her.
Is she from TNA, or am I just imagining that?
I think she has been in TNA.
Because there's a few TNA knockouts, aren't there?
Which looks even more of a worse name, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. and then you've got, obviously, Dakota Kai, Kavita Devi, not too bad. Rhea Ripley you wanted to talk about.
Did I?
Yeah. Rhea Ripley.
Oh, yeah. The tall Australian girl. Yeah, she was good. Miranda Sanders is very small. She's like another Alexa Bliss. She's 5 foot tall. But she's got great presence for someone who's, they said she was 20 years old. Former soccer player. But no, she's got something. She's got something about a Rhea Ripley. You can tell she's, let's face it, she's tall and blonde, which is everything WWE likes. More in men than women. But she's got hair. So there's three things going for her. So with a bit more. So that should be an interesting character. She looks like she could develop into a good personality.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Vanessa Bourne, Serena Deeb. I thought Serena was quite good.
It's weird seeing her back and with hair.
Yeah, very weird that. Yeah. But I wish they'd made more of that rather, you know, like, but it is, to be fair, quite a good story about her coming back from, you know, what she's gone through. Santana Garrett, no one cared. Piper Niven, who...
Big fan.
Let's not lie, most people will know her as Viper.
Yeah, big fan.
Why are you a big fan?
I guess she's different.
I think that's one of the reasons why I think she might do well. And I'm trying to avoid spoilers here.
Avoid the spoilers.
But she's got, you know, she's different, you said. So, and I think she's got definite talent, and also she's from these shores, so you've got to
need
support that.
More different things.
Yeah. Lacey Evans, and I forget who she faced against, that was all right. But I also really enjoyed Toni Storm.
Yes.
I think she's great. That's a personality, I think, that you could branch out on. So overall, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
a couple of matches where I went, meh. But overall, pretty decent first round. Now, I want to move away from sort of the wrestling side of it, broadcast-wise. JR, obviously, great to hear him back. Obviously, we all love JR. The voice of WWE. Say what you want about Michael Cole. Yeah, he does an all right job, but JR is fantastic. What have you made of Lita on commentary?
She's...
she's there.
Yeah. She doesn't appear to be... She's just there, yeah. You're right.
To me, it doesn't add anything.
No, I think they wanted a female who's a Hall of Famer and the fans like... She's like on the panels, though, isn't she, before the things. So she is what she is.
Mm. Okay, fair enough. Right, so fingers crossed. Have you avoided spoilers?
No, but I don't tend to not avoid spoilers. If you know.
Okay, well, for now, because I've avoided spoilers. Yeah. If you were to ask me who I want to win at this point, either Kerry Sane, or Toni Storm.
Yeah,
I think those two could cut it on the main card. Although I wish Kaylee Ray had gone through.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay. Now, we mean to talk about this a couple of weeks. Richard made the argument that WWE female wrestlers are essentially can be categorized into two.
Well, two broad categories, yeah.
Okay.
Those being women who are bitches and women who are slightly naive. And there's a little crossover.
You think the crossover's only marginal?
Yeah. Some of them are bitches and also naive as well.
Now, I'd like to point out at this point...
Charlotte is like... She's a face, isn't she, in a minute? But she's still a bitch, right? So she's a heel.
I don't know. This is where, like I said, I disagreed with you and, you know, we're not going to argue about it. I hope not.
It's not that bothered, are we?
No. But we'll discuss what our thoughts are. Personally, I think, all right, then, let me just... The first example I have to sort of disagree with you...
Yes.
And this is what I want you to try and tell me. Which category is this person in?
Go on.
Sasha Banks.
She's a bitch.
How is she?
Because she's the boss.
Yeah, but that doesn't make her...
She's the boss of the WWE.
But that doesn't make her a bitch.
Yeah, but she is. Because she was in NXT when she was
Which
in...
Which was a heel.
What was that thing called?
What do you mean?
She had that group with her and Summer Rae and somebody else. I can't remember what it was
Ooh,
called.
Ooh, I don't know now. I know what you're on about, though.
I can't remember what they were called.
Oh,
they
that's
had
annoying.
A name, didn't they?
They did. That's
before,
annoying.
Before they called everyone up to the main roster, they all yes. had really bad names. Like, yeah. Was it Beautiful and Dangerous and stuff?
Oh, no. Beautiful and Dangerous was Naomi, Tamina, and Sasha.
Yeah, but they all had really bad names, didn't they? Yeah. Well, I can't remember.
I don't agree with that as a bitchiness. I think bossy is the whole boss thing is an attitude rather than a personality trait.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Well, okay, so...
So who's next? Who's next?
What, for my example?
Yeah.
Okay. Becky Lynch. How is she naive?
Because she's going to get taken in by Charlotte. Because everyone... She's like Sting. She's the Sting to Charlotte's Rick. That's what's going to happen.
Well, so that Charlotte turns on her then? Again?
Yeah, of course she does.
Really?
Yeah.
Not sure. Not convinced.
Of course
convinced.
She does. Yeah.
So what have you got to support your argument other than the fact that it's been kind of similar, but it's been changing
there's
over the past sort of I'd
enough,
say a few years.
There's not enough different women, is there?
What do you
there's
mean?
Not different. There's not enough different ones.
What characters or personalities or what?
Characters, okay. Personalities. They're all the same types of people. What? Summer Rae, Sasha, Charlotte.
No, there's
Dana Brooke.
In my opinion,
Emma.
there's enough differences between them. That they don't want it into just going into two categories. Now, while you're saying it is a broad genre,
Lana, Carmella.
Well, so is Carmella. All right, then is Lana?
Tamina and Naya are the same.
Is Lana both a naive sort of bitch?
No, she's just
as you said. Yeah. What is she then?
Well, she's just like she's not a wrestler. She's sure. I shouldn't have given her. Naomi,
very harsh.
Becky, all this. Natalia is like a heel who shouldn't be because she's usually the one who's naive, but now she's learnt to be a bitch. Like they start thinking, eventually, Bailey's going to turn heel, right?
I can't wait for it, but right. I really hope that trigger isn't pulled soon. I really hope it's years down the line. Sorry, say that again.
It's going to happen eventually, isn't it? So.
Yeah, probably. But that I can agree with. Bailey's very naive. And the fact that they've booked her terribly.
Yeah,
but they've booked her terribly because of that and saying, like, she won't even hit Alexa Bliss with a blooming stick.
Stick.
That's foolish. And that's the sort of point I agree with you on that, with the naive sort of character.
She might just become extremely violent. She'd be like...
No, I don't see that.
Kaylee Ray or...
the Sandman.
She'll get tattoos like Ruby Riott.
The female Sandman. The Sandwoman.
The Sandwoman.
okay. But is that... So, like, you know, the way that it is at the moment with, as you say, these two categories, how do you change it?
Have more different kind of, like Asuka. What's she? She's like a badass, kicking people in the head.
So she's not. She doesn't fit into either character.
Exactly. Although I do enjoy the iconic duo on NXT, who are bitches, but they're funny.
They're very good. They're very good, but they do fall into your category of bitches. And I'm sorry if you don't like the way they were phrased.
Ruby Wright. She's different.
She's very different. I enjoy
basically
her.
Everyone.
Call her Ruby Rose earlier.
Basically everyone in the. Mae Young Classic is different in a sense. There's no, they aren't defined. There's a few who are typical cookie cutter WWE people, but a lot of them are completely different.
Well,
different people.
I agree. I think that's good. Yeah. That's very good.
But we'll see what happens. You know,
okay.
Alexa Bliss is different. Well, she's good.
But does
she
not fall?
Bitch, yeah. But she's different in a sense.
Now you see, this is where I make the argument about Sasha. She's not what you're saying she is. I don't think she is.
But she's the problem with Sasha is she's a face when she shouldn't be.
What, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll agree with that.
But that's, you know.
Anyway, right, so, Richard, thank you for having this little debate with me.
It's a bit rubbish in the end, but...
No.
I, you know, it is what it is, the WWE roster.
I still don't personally think I agree with you 100%, but I see where you're making your argument.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the takeaway from this. Yeah. However, if you are listening and you do agree, you disagree... Please do tweet in at Proper Sport. We'd love to hear from you, actually. And with that, after your match of the week last week, we've got another one.
Yeah, have to come up with another one, don't they? All those matches are on the WWE Network now. So from the Mae Young Classic, so everyone can watch pretty much everything now. We're going back to 1998. Trying to find something a little different from where we've been recently. ECW, which I don't think we've mentioned yet, have we, as a venue to go to.
Fair enough. So 98 ECW is ECW. Probably their peak, isn't it?
Yeah. When they still had some money. the fight for the television title between Taz and Bam Bam Bigelow, who is one of the great underrated wrestlers. Bam Bam Bigelow, he was, probably should have been a bigger star than he was, for somebody who was so agile as a big man, in a sense a bit like Vader when they were tag team partners in Japan. But it is great, and it's violent, and as a finish we've seen before, we've seen since, but it was one of the first times we saw it, which I won't spoil it just in case you haven't seen it. And it's a nice, energetic, violent, one of the better ECW matches. A lot of them could be rubbish, but this was actually quite good.
Remind us, so that's on the network of
Living Dangerously, 1998, Taz versus Bam Bam Bigelow, ECW TV title.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, obviously we're recording this, as we say, on the 4th, I have to double check the date, which is Monday, so the Monday before Raw and SmackDown. We'll try and talk about that, obviously, if we can, maybe later in the week, but we might probably end up talking about it next week. Either way, let us know what you think about WWE, let us know if you're enjoying the Mae Young Classic, all that good stuff. Richard, Thanks for joining me.
Okay.
We'll see you again next time.
Yes.
Until then, enjoy wrestling, and too sweet.
Adios.
Adios. Bye-bye.